Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Follow Jesus into the Unknown by Tiffany Curtis, read by Leah Martin. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Matthew 14:13-16. You're most likely familiar with the classic Sunday school story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. When we think about this story, we often emphasize the incredible miracle that Jesus performed to provide sustenance for the following crowd. But there are also important details to be found in the moments leading up to Jesus' provision. Let's set the scene. Jesus had just learned that his close friend and family member, John the Baptist, had died. And not only had he died, he'd been beheaded while in prison. Imagine the emotional turmoil this would cause. Upon learning this, Jesus knew it was time for him to withdraw for a moment, to take time to sit in peace and mourn his loved one before continuing with his ministry. He went to a solitary place. However, as we see in verse 13, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. Imagine trying to escape, to have privacy for just a moment during such a hard time, yet you're followed by a mass of people who, most likely, aren't aware of what you're going through. The following crowd might sound like a nuisance in this story, but I think we can learn so much from those persistent people. They knew there was something special about Jesus, and they didn't want to miss out on it. Even if that meant literally dropping everything to follow him out of town as he left. Think about it. Jesus left the city and went to a remote place, which means the crowd also journeyed to this remote place. They left their homes and their jobs. And we know from the story, many did not come prepared with enough food. They just followed. This would be really hard for some of us. Trust me, I know. I'm a planner. I wouldn't classify myself as spontaneous, and I don't like surprises. I like to know exactly what's happening today and how I can best prepare for it. Would I have dropped everything to follow Jesus, not knowing where or how long I'd be gone? Would I have that kind of faith? Is there anything in your life that would be hard to give up in order to follow Jesus? Maybe it's a feeling of security that you don't want to give up. Maybe you're happy where you live right now, and you're afraid of where he'll call you to go. Let's examine our own lives today and figure out if there's anything holding us back from following Jesus into the unknown, like the crowd did that day. It can be scary, but we're called to have this kind of faith. The best part is, where Jesus leads, he provides. Let's recall again the turmoil Jesus was going through. He could have chosen to ignore the crowd, to hop back on the boat and find another location, or have the disciples shoo them away, but he didn't. He actually did the opposite. He had compassion on them. When we follow Christ into the unknown, he sees us. He won't turn us away. He'll welcome us with open arms. And if we failed to prepare, if we didn't bring any food with us, like the crowd that followed him, he will provide. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for showering your compassion on us. We know that in any circumstance, we can come to you, and we will not be turned away or ignored. Thank you for caring about us deeply and understanding our needs. Help us to have faith like the crowd that followed you. No matter what we have going on, give us the courage to drop what we think is important and instead give our whole selves to you. Help us to identify what's holding us back from fully committing our lives to you today. You call us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mark 12:30. Allow us to trust you fully with all four of those and to follow you even if the destination is unknown. We know that wherever you lead us, you will provide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.